As I reflected over the past few days on some brief comments in introducing this panel, I was reminded of a comment about the William Kennedy Smith trial and the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearings. Person was thinking about their four children and movie ratings and television and so on, and said that there probably should not be any more R movies because of the explicit discussion of these matters that have been on these two highly publicized and widely aired dramas. This morning I noticed New York Magazine has a two-part article entitled something like Men on Trial 1 and 2. But I would argue that the explicitness of these discussions and even the very critical issue of male supremacist harassment of women are only two of the critical issues raised. A very important issue for anyone who followed closely the Hill-Thomas trial is the subject of this fourth plenary session, Malcolm X versus Clarence Thomas, the crisis of black identity in the 1990s. Anyone who has listened to Malcolm X hears how clear and insistent he was on what it means to be black in America and even the world. Even as his views were in the process of transformation from Malcolm Little to Detroit Red to Malcolm X to Malik Shabazz to Omar Wali, there was a bold and ruthless honesty in his search for black identity. Conversely, the way many people sum up the Clarence Thomas hearings reminds me of a movie that will probably, a television program that will probably date me called What's My Line? Will the real Clarence Thomas please stand up? Not only is black identity at issue, but the issue of black unity and building a viable black community coalition to deal with ever-deteriorating circumstances should also occupy our attention, as was talked about on previous panels. With these issues in mind, we turn to our panel of experienced activists and scholars for their comments and insights on these questions. Our first speaker will be Professor William Sells of the Black Studies Department at Seton Hall University.